I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's March, which means it's Women's History Month, and this episode could easily pass as a special connected to that holiday. But it wasn't planned that way. Ruby was nominated to be on the program like everybody else.
Well, my name is Ruby Butler, and this has been a beautiful day today. The sun is shining, and every day is a beautiful day, but today is a beautiful day.
Ruby's a local business owner. She owns a restaurant in Toledo. That's where we're meeting, actually, at Ruby's Kitchen during the off hours. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. We're sitting in the lobby underneath a painting of former U.S. presidents who are all playing pool together. They're all happy and smiling, which is what Ruby is doing. She sits across from me with a big smile on her face and her oxygen tank next to her. She has COPD, and unfortunately it has gotten slightly in the way of her cooking.
Well, you know, I've gotten older now. I'm in my 70s. I don't do any more cooking. My youngest daughter, she does most of the cooking, but I can't be around when they're frying fish and different things like that, or frying chicken. So I kind of stay in the background now and do the baking, which I truly enjoy doing. That's all I can think about every day is new recipes.
So Ruby has had to adapt to some of the changes in her life. But one thing that has never changed was her love of food and her dream to always have her own restaurant.
Well, I would say about 10 or 11 years old when I first started cooking. And I used to go in the neighborhood and ask people, did they want to buy a dinner? And I can remember selling my dinners for 25 cents. And that came with a piece of chicken and some potato salad and some sweet peas.
Ruby kept that dream alive for a long time. And for a while, she thought it would stay a dream. You see, growing up, Ruby was quite poor. Her parents owned a farm that was out in the country, but she grew up in East Toledo. And she didn't see anyone else who looked like her achieve the same kind of goals she hoped to achieve.
You know, times, with me being a black woman, times were hard for blacks to have businesses and get good jobs and different things like that. So I always wanted it in my heart, but I never, you know, even after I became grown, I never dreamt that I would one day own my own business, because that doesn't happen too often, even with, you know, as I say, I'm a black woman. Even with white women, it's hard for them.
So Ruby's dream diner stayed a dream for quite some time. She worked a few odd jobs, and then in her early 20s, she started working for Jeep.
Oh, boy, those were, well, when I first got my job at Jeep, I got laid off for quite a while. And then I went and worked at Tartar and drove buses, and I worked at the bank as a teller until I got called back to Jeep. So things were hard, because I can remember bringing home $75 a week at one job at like maybe $99 and I had three kids. So it was hard, but I still just keep on. Even if I go to get a loan and they deny me, I don't stop. I just keep going until they give me that loan.
So Ruby never gave up on her dream. And when she retired from Jeep, she decided that it was now her chance.
I knew that after I retired, and I wanted to retire because I was tired of working in the factory, so I knew I wanted to start my business. So I figured that when I retire, I would take my retirement money and start my restaurant. So that's what I did. And even though, you know, I had a little lump sum of money, it was still hard for me to go and get everything that I needed. Uh-huh. But, you know, I started off with a lot of used stuff, and I made it work that way.
Making it work is what Ruby does best. It seems like through all the trials and tribulations she's been throughout her life that she always manages to still push forward. And she hopes other women feel that same sense of encouragement to just keep on pushing forward.
Well, I think things are changing a little bit now for women. Where before, it's been hard for women. It's been truly hard for women. But now women are kind of moving on up there. What I would say is, don't give up. Don't give up. You never know what the Lord has in store for you. You know, just like we were talking when we first started our conversation about the sun shining. If the sun never shined, you would never appreciate it. You know, when it shines, then you would. So you just have to be patient and don't give up. Because just because the sun isn't shining today, it doesn't mean it's not going to shine tomorrow.
There's only one thing Ruby wishes could be different, and that's that her parents, two farm owners who had a stretch of land on 295, could see her success today and be proud of all the work she's achieved.
What I really thought about was how proud my parents would have been of me. Yeah. And they would have said that they couldn't believe it.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.